now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
It is a beach theme this week with Gary Wells from SellRyeBlog.com in our segment Words with Wellsy, another book recommendation on the Cocktail Nation, plus new music from Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited as a sample from their new album. Dear Coop, World of Swank Gig Guide, and of course, Coop Goes Deep. It's all coming up tonight on the Cocktail Nation. Right now, Joey Altruder and Playboy's theme.
Thank you.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
It's a concatenation with Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited, brand new music there. They've got a new album coming out in September. More on that soon. And that song was called Le Fantôme Indécis. Make sure you stick with the concatenation to find out some more details about this brand new album, which I'm told is very close to release. Looking forward to some new stuff. from Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited.
Cocktail Nation. Words with Welze.
You're a librarian, Mr. Wordsworth. You're a dealer in books and 2 cent fines and pamphlets and closed stacks and the musty insides of a language factory. Words, Mr. Wordsworth.
We live too long, people.
Hollywood surf and beach movies were extremely popular as they struck a chord with the teenage psyche. Filmmakers realized that roughly two-thirds of the movie ticket-buying public were between the ages of 15 and 25. The beach party movies were tailored squarely for that audience, combining their love of rock music with their hormonal thirst for titillation. Hey gang, I'm Gary Wells from SoulRideBlog.com, and I'm here with this month's book recommendation for the Cocktail Nation. This time we're looking at Hollywood Surf and Beach Movies, The First Wave, 1959 to 1969, by Thomas Lisanti from 2012. When I was 12 years old in 1984, I was given some records by an aunt. I remember one was the soundtrack for the Monkees movie Head, which I later foolishly got rid of, and another was the Beach Boys' iconic compilation Endless Summer. This began my lifelong fascination with what rock journalist Timothy White has called the Southern California experience. One of the things this led to was my becoming a skateboarder of sorts. Through skateboarding, I was well aware of the term poser, someone who adopts a persona with which they have no actual connection. So from the outset, I realized that because I lived in Southern Ontario and was not able to, nor prepared to, give myself over totally to a life spent pursuing sun, water sports, and calculated sloth, I would always be perceived as something of a poser. It was like Harry Connick not being fully embraced by the jazz world because he often followed his muse into other arenas. Posers abounded in Hollywood in the early 1960s. I'm talking specifically about the beach party movies that began with Columbia's Gidget in 1959. I had loved these films for 30 years before I was able to find the perfect book devoted to them, Thomas Lisanti's Hollywood Surf and Beach Movies. I would have been happy with an encyclopedia that simply provided me with all the particulars of these films, but Tom's book is so much more. He has his own personal history discovering and watching these movies as a teenager, and his fondness for them comes through in his text. He is also able to draw on the extensive interviews he has conducted with countless B-movie actors and actresses throughout the years. He gives detailed accounts of how, when, and why these movies were made and by whom. His introduction also gives pertinent historical context and explains the societal climate in which these films were offered as idyllic representations of life to teenagers all over the U.S. and indeed worldwide. The entry for each film starts with title and year of release, of course, but Tom also provides detailed info as a bonus. Each entry begins with a ranking depicting how each film fares in vital areas. Fun, surfing, boy watching, girl watching, music, and scenery. Detailed credits follow with a listing of songs and performers. The plot is discussed, plus behind-the-scenes production notes, and finally some critics' reviews. Some even not negative. Tom is well aware that these films were disdained by surfers and the real kids that were living in Southern California and other seaside locales at the time. Frankie Avalon, Annette Funicello, Aaron Kincaid, Dwayne Hickman, Fabian, and the rest were certainly not authentic representations of surfer types, and the plots of these films were often contrived to the point of stupidity, but Tom maintains that does not render these films bereft of merit. The fact that a scholarly work like Tom's exists is proof that these films are worthy to be defended and, if looked at through the proper prism, these movies can be thoroughly enjoyed, guilt-free, for the amount of pleasure they give the viewer. Let's face it, most of us are posers when it comes to living the salt life. We simply don't live near water or we have families and jobs, obligations, etc. So for us, these goofy films and the lifestyles they depict can be all we have, and so we hold them dear. Sure, we know Frank's not actually riding a wave in that shot, but who cares? These films are fine company through the long winters. Perhaps Lasanti's most important accomplishment is the interviews. Like other, perhaps more serious facets of culture and society have been preserved by interviews and other historical documents housed in museums, Tom's interviews with these actors and actresses serve as an oral history and help to preserve the story of this unique and beloved genre before the participants begin to pass away. You know, sometimes the remembrances of a Tommy Kirk or a Valora Noland can be as helpful in understanding an era or the inner workings of Hollywood as those of a Frankie Avalon or a Nancy Sinatra. Hollywood Surf and Beach Movies is just one of the many books Tom Lasanti has authored that are invaluable to us retro types. I highly recommend you head to his website, 60scinema.com, to peruse his other books. I have also been thrilled to be able to interact with Tom on Twitter at Tom Liss. It was great to be able to tell him how much Hollywood Surf and Beach Movies has meant to me. So to wrap up, I can highly recommend Hollywood Surf and Beach Movies, The First Wave, 1959 to 1969, by Thomas Lasanti. You can find the book at Amazon or, as I've said, at his own website, 60scinema.com. If you'd like to read the full review of this book, you can head over to my website. I'd like to thank Coop Cooper and Cocktail Nation. Once again, this is Gary Wells from SoulRideBlog.com, and I'm encouraging you to pick up a book.
Words with Wellesley, Cocktail Nation.
Nation. And word is, Martini King's got a new album coming out. Looking forward to that. Details soon. But Tony Marsico has said to me, we got some good stuff coming your way, Cuba.
On the Cocktail Nation, Coupe Goes Deep.
Punishment for honesty is what makes us lie. And a telephone makes sound travel faster than the speed of sound.
Very deep. Cocktail Nation.
Blue. You saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." When I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own, without a love of my own. Without a love of my own.
Broadcasting from the Sydney Penthouse, the Lounge Lothario, Cobe Cooper.
Mildred, he's at it again.
Music for your bachelor pad, the Cocktail Nation.
Skies look gray to me, and trouble begins to brew. Whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. Fortune cries nay, nay to me. Ding, 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 ding. People declare you're through. Whenever the blues become my only song, concentrate on you, on your smile. So sweet, so tender, when at first my kiss you do decline. On the light in your eyes when you surrender, and once again arms intertwine. And so that love's young dream never comes true. To prove that even the wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you. Thank you.
Broadcasting from the center of Sydney.
Hey, this is Tony Marsico from the Martini King.
Hey, this is Rick Dad talking to you from Dallas, Texas.
Hey, this is Marty Lush from Marty Lush and Latin Livers.
3, 2, and 1.
Hey, kids, this is Sonny Moon with Nutty, and you're listening to the Cocktail Nation. It swings, Dad.
Yes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Intellectual sound.
Nation with Orchestra, Charlie Steinman and Tricky Dicky, Frank Sinatra and I Concentrate on You. Out right now, Cocteau Nation Special, which is running as a series. It's a spoken word podcast to do with the great playboys of history. And it's called Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario. We've done Errol Flynn just last week, Casanova, and a new one coming up on Monday. And this time, we're going to be going back in history, back into ancient history. That is Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario, our new podcast series released on a Monday, and it's all spoken word telling the stories of the great lounge Lotharios in history and what makes them who they are. Make sure you join me.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Opère.
This one from Francois of Paris. He says, can you give me some suggestions for hair pomade? Well, I like to use an argan oil cream, which is soft and washes out easily. And sometimes I like to use a little bit of hairspray for a bit of lift when I'm dressing up. But I do suggest you checking out the company called The Hartman Company. It's literally thehartmancompany.com. Use the code COCTAINATION for a discount. They've got a wide variety of hair products that may actually suit you. In fact, Ace Hartman, who puts the whole website together, just was recently talking about the values of brilliantine. It might be the one for you. Now, unless you're of African descent, I would avoid using products like Murray's, as they're really designed for people of African descent, not for those who have Caucasian hair. And they're very, very hard to get out. Trust me, I made that mistake many, many years ago. I tried it and it was just 10 days later, you're still washing the stuff out. And it's super, super strong. Just not really made for white guy hair. So anyway, check out The Hartman. That's HARTMAN company.com. They've got some good stuff there. Use the promo code COCTAINATION. You get a bit of a discount there, I believe. So check it out today. And of course, if you'd like to send me a message, I'm happy to answer. In fact, I answer all emails that come my way. Doesn't matter what it's about, I'll answer you. Email thecocktaination@gmail.com or get in touch via the socials. Lounge Life magazine is out right now. It's your free flipboard magazine. Links on the website, cocktaination.net. Basically, what it is a digital magazine. As I come across stories and I read a lot of news, I add these to the Lounge Life magazine. Stories of retro, lounge, swing, history, World War II, that sort of thing, architecture, classic cars, anything I think that you would be interested in, I put it up there. A story that I was absolutely fascinated by was about a young doctor who visited China in 1959, and now his diagnosis is coming to pass in Hong Kong. This guy went to China in 59, one of the few white guys to go there, I suppose, at that time, not speaking the language and whatnot, would have been very, very difficult back then. But he basically said, hey, you know what, China, the way they do things, they are going to be a world leader in 20 years. And, well, he certainly got that right. Certainly today we're seeing what's going on in China as far as their economy, how that has boomed certainly in the last 20 years. So, yeah, very interesting to read what he saw when he went there in 1959. And asking the question, what is so nostalgic about classic Bond movies? That and a whole lot more on the Lounge Life magazine. Links via the website cocktailnation.net. But if you head over to Flipboard and type in Lounge Life magazine, you will find me. Like it and share it around. Here's Warren Wolf and Bags Groove on the Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
here wants to marry a man just like that.
And what do they say about him?
That he's everything you want, and he's everything you don't.
You need every man in the place thinking, wish I could be him. And every girl thinking, pick me. It's your fuel. You feed off it.
Bang, bang. Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation vous plonge leader coucou père.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Tiki Delights, Stormy Outrigger. It's Lounge Leader Coop Cooper with you. You can find us on all of the social medias, on the gram, Twitter, and of course Facebook. We've got a special Cocktail Nation Facebook page. So just type in Cocktail Nation Radio Show and you'll find us. Sundays at the Golden Tiki, dinner a la carte. Trader Vic's Emeryville is celebrating 75 years, August 31. A few days for Forbidden Island Alameda. Saturday, October the 19th at the Circa Caliente, the Caliente Tropics Hotel Palm Springs is hosting the Martini Kings. It's going to be a huge gig. And of course, this is going to be releasing their new album, I believe, at that time. So, yeah, pretty exciting stuff. And August 31, it is Tiki Oasis back again for another year. Here's Tikiaki Orchestra now and Road to Punalau.
Jazzbo here. You're listening to Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Waitiki and China Fan. Next week on the show, Lounge Special with Ken Nordine. I'm going to leave you with Wayne Marsh. It's All Right With Me. Stay hip. Thank you.